Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Any guesses?
Oh, who's in jail and beating on the Bible?
Yes.
Who's preaching?
Not even, yeah, who's trying to lecture people in prison about parenting, drug use, life?
Oh, God, I don't know.
This is hysterical.
I wouldn't even know where to begin. Just tell me.
Well, Bill Cosby, apparently the guy who drugged and raped at least 50 women that we know of.
Yeah, that we know of.
Is lecturing behind bars on parenting, drug use, and life. Your drug use got you nowhere but rapeville, mister.
Yeah.
And you can suck it.
Can I tell you something, Allie?
No pun intended. What?
I was in the African American History Museum in D.C.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
And I was looking for one Bill Cosby, if there was any mention of him anywhere.
Was there?
And the only thing I could find was in a TV section where they were talking about they had the Jeffersons and they had the Cosbys. And the Cosby was like down in the bottom corner, kind of tucked away, almost like there. It was like, it's there, but we're not really going to
take him out. You can leave everyone else.
Right?
You can leave the whole damn cast.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's called The Cosby Show.
Right.
He doesn't deserve a place in that museum.
No. So what is he preaching
can
now?
Can you imagine no, you couldn't because you're not a woman.
No.
I'm like thinking about if a guy raped me and then he had a whole place in a museum, I'd be like, really?
No.
Really?
No, I couldn't think of it. So what is he preaching now from prison?
He's literally preaching about all kinds of things. That's what I'm saying. Drug
he's
use,
saying
the guy who used tons of drugs and gave them to women.
Okay.
Parenting. Again, not interested, Bill Cosby. He does four lectures a week. Who is he talking to? To the inmates.
He's trying to do reform. They're thinking that these prisoners are going to be reformed or rehabilitated by listening to Bill Cosby. Is that what they're thinking?
He's trying to be one of the inmates that leads by example, which is hysterical.
Hoping he can get out on what? Good behavior?
I don't know. I'm sure still believing that he's a good person in his mind because he was denying it all the way up to it.
Isn't he really? He's like going blind at one point, I think. He's losing it. He's very old, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, good.
He's no spring chicken anymore, so he's on his way out the door. He's on death's door,
pretty
much.
Well, he was convicted of drugging at least one woman. That was the conviction that got him in prison, Andrea Constand, as well as aggravated indecent assault, and he got the 3 to 10 year sentence.
Well,
so
go away, Bill Cosby.
No, thank you. He also called himself America's dad on Father's Day in a tweet.
What? America's dad?
Said I'd throw that at you.
In 1993, maybe you were America's dad.
Yeah.
Or the 80s, maybe.
Never.
No more.
No, never, because he was drugging and raping women then.
Exactly.
Now we know.
And now you're America's prisoner. Shut up.
Bye.
Stop talking, Bill Cosby. It's Kiss FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It is Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Which normally is great, but today even better because you can get a free Doritos Loco Taco, as Allie informed me.
Don't say it all nonchalantly.
You can get a free Doritos Locos Taco!
Thank you!
Is that better? A little bit? Too much?
That was much better, actually. Yeah, you can get a free... Hello, free lunch, people. And you can drive to every Taco Bell and get one if you really want to. But it's what, between 2 and 6 or something?
Yeah, between 2 and 6, because the Golden State Warriors stole a home court victory in Toronto versus the Toronto Raptors for the NBA Finals. That's the reason that you're getting the free Doritos Locos Taco. You can order it ahead of time on the app, or you can just walk in between 2 and 6 and get a free taco.
It. Everybody can get a free Doritos Locos.
Have you tried
taco
those
today?
Before? They have the different flavors of the shells. They have the regular nacho one, they have a cool ranch one, and they have a fiery one.
I don't eat taco shells anymore, Riggs. You know this.
I know, but back in the day, remember back when?
I had Doritos Locos. I never had any
yes.
other. I don't think the flavors were out then.
They weren't?
Did they come out?
I
haven't eaten a taco shell in a year.
I know they have for sure Cool Ranch, because that's my favorite personally.
Yeah.
The nacho cheese one, and then the fiery one, which is amazing. So go
all
get it
today. All I know
today.
Is I was at, what's it called in Oak Creek? the shopping center. Where was I having a taco salad?
You were at Bel Air Cantina.
Bel Air, thank
you. In the Drexel Town Center.
And I ordered a taco salad, and I dumped that bad boy out, threw the taco shell at the guy, and I go, right. I should have just had you keep this.
What the shell? You can keep the shell, buddy.
So funny.
Get your free tacos today. They're delicious.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So how was the klutziness last night at the Toy Story 4 premiere?
I don't know if you guys know this, interns, but I'm a hot mess. Like, I trip all the time. I'm really awkward, right, Riggs? Like,
you're very tall and lanky, and sometimes you'll trip or you'll knock yourself on things.
It's a hot mess, and it's like a ball of fire that's like clumsy, and it's a disaster.
I'm forever hearing,
damn it!
And I'm like, oh God, what happened?
It's a true story. Or what did Allie spill today? It's just what runs in my family.
Yes, Hot Mess Express.
Apparently, I have passed it along to Hudson.
The apple doesn't fall.
My mini me. Because Hudson is my mini me. Owen is nothing like me. He's serious. He's awkward in a different way.
Yes.
You know, but Hudson is like loud and just like me. So there we are at the Toy Story 4 premiere. We get some popcorn.
Oh God.
We get some hot dogs because I'm like, guess what you're having for dinner tonight? Hot dogs and popcorn.
Mom of the
year. You're welcome. It's mom of the year. Hashtag bad mom.
Yeah.
So we get into the theater. It's starting. The Toy Story 4 premiere is starting. And I'm like, it's starting. And I've now bought them a Toy Story 4 bin of popcorn, which you can buy exclusively, right? The bin's like $6.99. And the popcorn's like another like $6. And I'm like, I don't care. Just give me the damn bin. My kid will love it, you know?
Yes.
So we walk in, and you know, like, it's like a tin can. So every time it gets set on the floor, you know,
the metal sound, yes.
Well, it's really loud in the theater, right? So it'll be, I'm trying to think of like a really loud, like, sound of like, you know what I'm saying.
See, I get it.
So every time I would set it down on the floor, I'd be like, and you know, like a bucket kind of circles when you set it down.
And this is a packed theater, by the way.
It's a packed theater, and it's making the loudest sound ever on the floor, this aluminum thing. Well, then I finally pour some popcorn into Owen's. Pour some popcorn into Hudson's. I go, here's your hot dogs. Have at them. And I give them that. I give them their drinks. And then I realize that Hudson wants some ketchup on his hot dog. So I'm like, okay, hold on. Give me the hot dog. So he's holding the bucket full at the beginning of the movie, the bucket full of popcorn, this Toy Story bucket. And he's holding the hot dog in the other hand. And he's got his like a lemonade as well. The next thing I know, the bucket goes like flying out of his hands, ding, 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 ding. And we're in like the front row on the first up. So it rolls down the stairs.
Oh, God.
It's making all these sounds on the aluminum. Toy Story is like in motion at this point. Toy
and
Story
this popcorn tin just rolling down the stairs.
But that's not all. Then the entire thing of lemonade flies out on top of the popcorn. You can hear all the ice hitting the floor.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, no!
Everybody can hear this happening over the intro.
Everybody. Popcorn gone. Lemonade and ice gone. So what did Allie do? New Allie? I got up. I started running. I sprinted. Literally. I think I got to the like soda machine and back in probably 30 seconds. I was very impressed with myself.
You refilled it? All right.
Refilled it. And I think Owen was so afraid I was going to lose it because this had been in like a theme that Owen goes, I'll share my popcorn with you, Hudson. I'm like, damn right you will. I go, because I'm not buying anymore. But you can tell Owen was like felt bad for Hudson, which was kind of sweet, and didn't want him to get his ass reamed, which I was not planning to do, just for the record.
Well, it was an accident. It was a genuine accident.
That's what I mean. I didn't care. I was like, dude, it's fine, but you're not getting more popcorn. Eat your brothers.
You're more upset about the waste of money, because what was that, $15, $20
seriously,
worth of stuff that he dropped
but
there?
But can you imagine in a theater, you just hear it. It's like, and then it was like a disaster. I'm like, you're as clumsy as I am. You've dumped out your popcorn.
Did he get to
drink.
Keep the tin, though? The collector's tin, though?
Yeah,
bring it home?
We kept it.
Okay, good.
But He-Man already bent it a little. I'm like, really? How did a five-year-old bend the damn Toy
because
Story
it's a
thing?
A five-year-old. That's
God.
What we do.
Well, it's a cute movie. I'm not going to tell you anything.
Don't.
I'm going to not spoil Toy Story 4. Comes out on Friday, so there
Don't.
You go.
Thank you.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
And waking up to sad news this morning.
What is going on?
Two Milwaukee area police officers dead within the last probably 12 hours.
I can't. This is insane.
Well, one of them happened last night in Racine at a nightclub called Teasers.
T-E-E-Z-E-R-S.
Teasers.
If you're picturing.
Yes. Officer John Hetland was off duty and attempting to stop an armed robbery that was in progress at this tavern. He was shot and killed. So this Racine police officer was shot last night. The manhunt is still on for the guy that shot him. So they're still looking for the guy that shot him.
They don't have him
in custody.
You're done, dude.
So they're after him right now. This guy was a 24-year veteran of the Racine Police Department. 24-year veteran.
Goosebumps. This is so sad news. And then police officer died last night. What is going on?
And there was a crash early this morning at 60th and Capitol. We saw there was a crash. We knew there were people that were injured. We didn't know who was involved or anything that had happened. We just saw the aftermath, and the cars were just totaled. It's crazy.
And now they're saying that it was an off-duty Milwaukee police officer in that car who passed away, and they're going to update us in about 4 minutes, the police chief, on what happened. But we're just watching the video of all the police officers.
We were confused because it said one said Racine PD and the other one said Milwaukee PD. And I was like, why are they doing an MPD police conference for a Racine police?
Yeah, I looked at Riggs. I go, so did a Racine officer pass away or a Milwaukee one? And then he goes, both. And
it
in one night?
In one night. Yeah, so sad for Milwaukee law enforcement or law enforcement in general. So.
And we don't have the name of the Milwaukee officer until they do the press conference at 7 a.m.
Yeah, we won't have that yet, but probably next time you hear from us. As soon as we know, we'll let you know. So.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
And everywhere in between, this is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Riggs, you actually love Disney movies.
You're damn right I do.
I like them, but you know, like, I don't go out of my way to go see them. Like, no, you would just see Aladdin.
I just saw Aladdin. It was awesome. I loved it.
It was. Okay.
1,000% I would recommend it. Yeah.
Will Smith was good.
Will Smith was great. You can't fill Robin Williams' shoes, but you can do a really, really good job. And a really, really, really good job was done by Will Smith. Mm-hmm. So.
And last night, I was so happy. I got to take my boys to the sneak peek of Toy Story 4, yeah, which comes out on Friday. And I'm a little worried that Hudson and Owen are going to tell everyone at KinderCare this morning what happens in the movie. I had to sit them down and go, these kids cannot go until Friday. Don't you dare go in there.
Don't ruin it for them.
They're going to tell everyone.
I know.
But anyway, here's the cool thing.
And I think it's hilarious.
It is kind of funny, but it's not. You're right, because they're kids.
I know.
So anyway, Toy Story 4 is going to be the first Disney Pixar movie in decades to not have a short. Meaning, you know how you sit down there?
All the little Pixar short in the beginning.
Yeah, so like Inside Out had a really cool short with like the volcano. I remember that one. You had what was the one with like the little dumpling? What movie was that before?
I don't know, but I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
There's like these 20-minute shorts. They're insane. 20 minutes for...
It's a movie. It's a short movie
absurd.
Right in front of it. Yeah.
And you're sitting there with kids who don't want to sit that long, and they're adding a 20-minute movie to the movie? Yeah. I'm like, no, Disney, no. Right. Take a hint. Uh-huh. So this will be the first movie in decades without a short attached to it. And there wasn't one last night.
That's interesting.
Right into the movie, which was so cool because I hadn't been to a Pixar movie in a while. The second it started, I looked at Hudson. I go, it's starting, I think, because it looks so real.
Yeah.
That it's like a shot of the house. And you're like, this is the movie, right? Pixar is like... It's
amazing
real.
Now.
It
yes.
doesn't look like animation at all.
I remember when the first Toy Story came out, and I saw that on the screen.
In the 90s.
I was like, yes. And to see that on the screen, I was like, holy crap, can you imagine what is going on right now in Pixar? Because they made the leap from those 2D, like Dumbo and Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast, what they used to be, to now these 3D amazing films.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they just had, it felt like over ideas what they had.
Yes.
Like they got really stoned one day while they were in the writing room. They were like, let's do this 20-minute movie about a tea kettle.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And they did, but it's great on the DVD or the rental or what you buy it on. Like I'll buy the movie and it'll come with it.
Because you're expecting it, but you got impatient kids. They want to see Toy Story 4.
And impatient parents.
Yeah,
okay?
That too.
Us too, people. Right. We want out too. So I'm actually glad that Disney is cutting that. And you know what other big Disney movie is about to come out in a month?
The Lion King.
The Lion King's about to come out as well. So
can't
now I'm excited to see that one.
See that one. I want to see that so bad.
Donald Glover. Is Beyonce in that?
Beyonce is in that, yes.
Oh, I can't wait for this one.
It's going to be amazing.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
I would ask, because I'm in the presence of three women this morning and many others listening.
Two and a half, okay?
You can maybe text to 71037 if your man has ever said this to you, because my wife looked at me like, I don't know, like I had like kicked a puppy or something when I told her, I'm not in the mood.
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm.
I'm not in the mood.
You told her
I'm not in the mood.
You told her you didn't want to get it on?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
Apparently, I am out of my mind.
Self-esteem and her, are you
exactly.
crazy?
Exactly. Apparently, I am out of my mind.
Turning a woman down, now she's going to think you want a divorce.
I know.
She's going to think you're not into her.
See where my head was going with this?
Riggs, you don't turn a woman down.
But I honestly was not in the mood at the moment. The words came out of my mouth, and she goes, I don't think I've ever heard you say that. You were always in the mood. Always. Always.
Welcome to 10 years of marriage. Tell me more. Okay, so, I have to process. Oh, you can call in at 414, not my phone number.
414-799-1037, or you can just text us, 71037,
yes.
Either or.
So I have... so many questions.
Yeah.
So wait, did she approach you, obviously?
Yes.
Does that always happen?
Sometimes, but I think that she thought that I would just go for it, and I just wasn't in the mood for some reason. I wasn't clicking. I was very relaxed.
I feel like
it
I
was
need
getting
dudes.
Late.
I need to ask dudes, not women, this question.
I know.
What do you think, Erica?
What would you do if your man said that to you? You lean over to get in the mood, and he says, I'm not in the mood right now.
I don't think
it would be that big of a deal for me. I don't know.
For me, it happens all the time. She says that a lot.
Wait, she says what?
Well, we're used to getting turned down from sex. Men are used to getting... I'm used to getting turned down.
Yeah,
like,
but
it happens.
You guys want it all the time.
I know.
We don't. We don't have the same type of hormones as you. We don't, like working with men, they've like informed me that that's all guys think about, right?
You call the phones.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, don't worry, intern overachiever's dad. We're making her work. She can't even see straight, but we're making her go
I'm
get the phone.
Fine.
The phones
if
are blowing
go,
up.
Go answer the phones, and I'll buy you breakfast. All right?
Oh, my gosh. So funny.
if you're just tuning in right now, I told my wife I'm not in the mood.
She
couldn't believe that I said it either, because I haven't said it in that long. And I couldn't believe the words came out of my mouth, honestly.
Because I...
They normally don't. Not from a man, at least.
I can't believe you said no. I don't even know what to think of that.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Gavin.
Gavin. Ooh, a guy's perspective. Is it weird that I turned it down? I said I'm not in the mood last night?
You know, it's funny. I've actually been in the same situation. It's not very common, but the very first time I ever said that to my wife, she, like Allie said, she kind of almost took it personal. Like, well, there's something wrong with her.
You guys don't understand why men don't turn down booty. Like, so when you turn us down, that just kills our self-esteem. And we're like, whoa, who turns down booty? Like, it's obviously me. Nobody turns it down.
I know.
That's where we go,
and that's why I was concerned. I didn't want her to think it was her, because it wasn't her. It was me. For the first time, I understood how my wife felt being pestered.
Maybe that's the key.
She said the same thing the first time, and then, you know, it doesn't happen often. We've been married for almost 8 years, and I think it's happened maybe 3 times ever.
Yeah.
And the first time I said, she kind of freaked out about it, but every other time, you know, the other 2 times ever, as long as I explained to her why, you know, whatever the reason was, you know, and make sure she understood, it's not her, it's me.
What was the reason then? What's a good enough reason? I don't know.
I had a sinus infection once.
Why are you not ready to go? I don't understand.
Well, you know, like Riggs just said, a sinus infection.
Yeah.
For me, coming home from some sort of sporting event where I'm completely dehydrated. I play baseball
uh-huh.
at home, and you're like curled up in a ball because it was 90 out and you're sweating out gallons, you know?
Yeah.
And just literally not physically able to move.
So, would you have done it if she said, I'll do all the work? Would you have been like, okay? Or was it just a literal, I cannot do this right now?
It was a literal. It didn't matter. There wasn't anything.
Sometimes I feel like you guys have to do all the work, which isn't fair. So then that would make me not want to do it.
Yes.
See, we have to like help a little. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Like, well, I got to tell you nice things.
Don't
I
just lay there because it's been 10 years of marriage is what I'm getting at, ladies. Help them out a little.
All that foreplay stuff.
Just a little.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Gavin, right?
Yes, sir. Thank
Appreciate you. You listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Brittany.
We were talking about men turning down booty. Is that normal?
Yes, all the time.
Your dude does?
7-year relationship. Constantly getting turned down.
Okay, He's constantly turning you down?
Yes.
Okay, I need to talk to another guy about this then, because I've also been told that if your man's not sleeping with you, he's sleeping with somebody else. I don't want to freak you out, but I've told that by multiple men. Like, if he's not sleeping with you and you're right there willing, something's wrong.
I think it's a work thing.
On a regular basis, I mean. Not one time. Not one time. Don't freak out, ladies.
Yeah.
I mean, like, regularly.
He's a third shift police officer and a volunteer firefighter on the side.
Yeah.
He sounds hot.
So I think it's just, exhaustion.
Well, he's doing
a lot.
He's out there saving lives, putting his life on the line. I guess you can cut him some slack for not wanting the booty every once in a while.
Yes.
So it would make a little more sense in his situation, I guess. But I have a radio job. I have no reason to turn it down. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
That doesn't mean you can't be tired.
I immediately regretted it. Thanks for calling.
Do you think there's anything with you getting older, Riggs? Like, does that matter as a dude?
I don't
know. Like, as you get older, are you going to want it less? I don't know how this works. I'm not a dude.
I wonder about that, too, because I hear, like, old guys on the sports station yapping about low T. And I'm like, oh, God, is that going to be me one day? Am I going to have ED? Is that going to happen?
Maybe, because
am I going to have ED and take nitrates for chest pain? That's going to be terrible. I don't want to take medication.
Nitrates for chest pain.
Yeah, every ED commercial has do not take this if you take nitrates for chest pain. I'd be screwed.
Oh, that's funny.
It's Kiss FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Very sad news that we found out yesterday.
Yeah.
If you listen every morning around this time, you've heard, I'm sure.
Hell no,
right?
When people text in and say, my man turns me down 90% of the time, but he's not cheating on me. I read that text and my mind about exploded.
He's turning you down enough that you're keeping track, like 90%?
I'm like, you've only been married 6 years. 90% is bad.
Yeah.
Something's going on. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, there's an actual guy that sings this song.
Yes.
His name is Bishop Bullwinkle.
We've had him on the show.
We have. He's a Tampa guy, 70 years old, and he passed away. 2 days ago.
Wait, the guy that sings Hell to the Not passed
Bishop
away?
Bishop Bullwinkle, the guy that sings
Stop
this very
it.
Song, passed away at 70 years old.
I didn't know that.
Sad news, right?
That is sad. Because he went viral with his Hell to the Not.
Yeah, of course he did.
That sucks.
Real name, Bernard Thomas, better known as Bishop Bullwinkle.
How did he die?
It doesn't say, but he was 70.
The one thing I need to know.
He was in town for some sort of a blues festival last year. I remember seeing Bishop Bullwinkle on the bill and thinking how cool it would have been to go and see Bishop Bullwinkle, but I was unable to make it. And I'm sad now that I miss seeing the Bishop in concert.
Yeah.
So now it feels weird now. We're like a... Do we continue doing Hell to the No?
We're going
to
continue.
Right?
Did we stop playing Mac Miller?
Right.
I mean,
fair point,
no,
yes.
No, not at all.
All right, so.
And then the other Hell to the No is the traffic on 94 out west.
That's right, over by Delafield. It's 94
Whoa.
Westbound at exit 287
Whoa.
Area. Back
it's like Pewaukee, Delafield, yeah.
No.
I can't believe how backed up it is on TV.
It's a mess. Both ways, east and westbound, both, because people are rubbernecking. That's the worst. When people are like, is that an accident? You're like, stop looking. Yes, it's an accident. You're going to cause another one.
Friday afternoon, Riggs,
yeah.
I had to go pick up my kids at day camp. They were at day camp that day in Menominee Falls by their dad.
Yeah.
And I don't normally drive during rush hour. Need I say more? I was on 45.
You said rush hour.
For over an hour.
Dude, I'm so thankful.
I said, how you people drive home in this and to work every day, I feel, and they're in your car, I feel for you, okay?
To and from work, both, yes.
And you're sane. You're sane.
Yep.
I took one drive and I was a lunatic.
So if you would like to be part of today's Bishop Bullwinkle Memorial Hell to the Gnaw edition, we'll dedicate it to him, to Bishop, because he's the guy that sang the song.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Wait, this is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
This story is crazy, but it's not even funny. It's actually sad. Listen, because there's kids involved in this story. Now, I know none of us care about, you know, Honey Boo Boo or Mama June, but listen to this story.
God.
There's been all this stuff about Mama June. You know, she lost all that weight. And she had skin surgery. And it's like, So then she started dating this guy who's got major drug problems. And there's reports she has some, like, I'm talking like hard drugs and alcohol issues. Honey Boo Boo's been taken out of her care. She doesn't even have her kids.
Oh, my God.
Because of the craziness.
Yeah.
So somebody got a video of this guy, of Mama June's boyfriend, who's on a reality show with her, coming home like a night ago. The neighbors got footage. It was daytime, so I don't know if he was coming home during the day or he was getting home in the morning. She comes outside. He basically, at full speed, comes down the street, turns into their house.
Yeah.
Hits the garage door, like at full speed, like just drives straight into the garage door.
Oh my God.
And then she comes running out in this like long purple negligee, which is like, okay, no, we're good here. And she's trying to get him out of the car. you can't really tell what's going on. He's stumbling all over the front yard. The neighbors are getting footage of this. It's insane to watch. It's insane.
Oh, that's the video you showed me earlier.
Yes.
It was like somebody was in their house filming from across the street.
Yeah, it was a neighbor.
And how
clearly
do you not know that you're being filmed?
Well, they do.
June has to know that there are people watching.
That's why she was racing out there, because she knew somebody might have seen it.
Well,
and
if somebody heard it.
Did they?
If you ran into a garage door, somebody heard
that. Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine.
So you don't have your children.
No.
Because of your man and your choices. Now your man's running into your garage door. Time to get some help and walk away, honey.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I mean, my wife ran into our garage door, but she was sober when she did that.
And it didn't do anything.
No, it didn't.
The garage door wasn't open when he hit. That's what I mean.
Right?
He pulled in full speed and just rammed right into the garage. The car's like crooked in the driveway. It's so. And then you see him stumble for a good 20 seconds in the front yard. And he even stumbled all the way back to the car.
Yeah.
You could tell he had peed on himself because his pants are like wet in one area.
Yeah.
It's so bad. What was the question, intern?
The garage door was closed.
The garage door was closed.
Yeah.
So he came down the street at full speed,
turned right into the
driveway, and just went straight into the garage and then stopped. And the car's like crooked. And that's when Mama June comes out and tries to get him out of the car. But I'm like, dude, I hope you watch this video back and think about your children. Come on. Like, what are
you doing?
There's
kids involved and you got to get yourself together.
This addiction is
horrible.
And like,
people.
Women or men, you bring somebody into your life and you have kids. Like, don't be stupid, you moron.
There you go.
How about you make them your first priority? How about, you know, you just be a parent and then that's... I mean, these people...
That would
you
just
lost
be
your
too,
kids for a dude. It couldn't get any worse.
That would be too easy, Allie. It's too easy.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We're all about Summerfest right now, which kicks off next week.
Yes.
And we brought our friend in the studio, Sarah S.P. I'm not going to say it because you got too many...
Hey, guys!
Sarah!
Oh, it's so good to be here!
I'm so happy you're here. You come in every year during Summerfest, and I love it because we actually know each other.
We do.
We go back. We spend some time together. Sarah's awesome.
Yeah.
I love her.
You're on the show every single year. We love having you on because you bring all the cool stuff. She brought us this big-ass bag of Summerfest goodies, like shirts and
stuff. We already fought over the bag.
We did.
I said, I'm the mom. We have big bags.
Fine. You can have the
you're
mom
gonna
bag.
You're going to take it as a gym bag? No, I get a mom bag.
As long as you give me the beer that's in there and all the Henry's soda in there, I'll take it all.
I'll give you all the beer.
Thank you. I'm fine.
I'll even give you the popcorn from Summerfest.
You keep the bag. Give me the popcorn, the snacks, and the beer. I'm fine.
And the bag is straight from Maine because the folks at L.L. Bean actually made them for us custom. So I know. I felt really cool that
amazing.
Like L.L. Bean HQ called and said,
wow,
hey, does this smile look okay? And I was
they said that?
Oh, they did. They're
cool.
Such nice people. They do so much for us. We love it.
Well,
they are
going to
offer free stand-up paddle boards. So if you've ever done that before.
Wait.
So
I'm sorry. Is this at Summerfest?
At Summerfest, you can do stand-up paddle boards for free with, and they'll be there to help you figure it out.
I've never done it.
I know.
Have
well,
you, Riggs?
This is your year.
But it looks very cool.
We gotta
cool.
do
Doesn't
it on cool? the show.
Yeah, it does.
We're gonna do it for the show one day.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do
see
it.
In
we
the
know
lagoon.
How to do it. Oh my God, we're gonna be in the Lake Michigan. This might be a bad idea. We're gonna fall in.
Yeah, yeah. We won't let you fall in. Don't worry.
Sarah, if I get too close to Riggs on his paddleboard, I'll push him.
Oh my
I will probably push her too.
And then that's going to be great content, right?
Yes, there we are in Lake Michigan.
Local radio personalities push each other off paddleboards.
That's going to be a hit because I bet a lot of people are curious about paddleboarding that haven't. Like,
and
me.
If you don't want to do it, you can take a free boat ride from, I know, Mercury Marine and Sea Ray. We're totally integrating the water in a different way. We're
that's
really
awesome that you're doing that. Is that for the first time that you've done that?
We did a little bit last year, but we really stepped into it, and the sponsors have just been great. So we're
seen, like,
excited.
The driving range where people can hit golf balls out there, but that's completely different.
Is that
gone? Further north.
Oh, it's still
a little
yeah.
further north.
Okay.
The hole in one did retire last year.
I was going to say.
Won't be back, but the water, and it's going to be beautiful. Come on down. It's going to be beautiful weather. I'm making a prediction.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Well,
thank
and
you.
So free boat rides.
Free boat rides
and
as well.
And then it goes like around the lake. What is it? Where does the boat go?
Around the lagoon. Yep. And around Lake Michigan.
Oh.
And the beautiful. I mean, that's one of the things that makes Summerfest so distinctive is the fact that the 75 acres of public land is on the water. It makes us very different than other festivals.
Yeah.
75 acres.
I know.
I have a question, though.
So much music.
Yeah, I have so many questions, too. We have questions. Go.
I was going to ask about the Megadeth thing, because that was a big announcement that you guys just had to pull off a show with July 4th.
Well, yeah. So yesterday, Dave Mustaine, who's the lead singer of Megadeth.
Thank you for saying that, because you know some of our listeners are way too young.
And truthfully, I mean, it's one of those things that your heart just goes out to someone who announces they have cancer and therefore needs to stop doing their job, which is play music. And so of course, heartbreaking for the family, heartbreaking for him, and for us. And
yeah.
We've never not had a show in the amphitheater.
I was going to ask you, has this ever happened where you've had a night with no amphitheater show ever?
It's never happened, but truthfully, just in our business, as you guys know, 2 weeks.
It happens.
It just, you can't, you know, find a band, get everything organized.
Promote it.
Sell the tickets.
All that stuff,
We announced a show, I think, back in November. So that's just the business now. And while it just breaks our heart, we're sorry we won't be able to have the amphitheater active. But the day before... I know. I said it just so I could see your reaction.
J-Lo's coming.
Yep.
And I got tickets. I can't wait. I'm freaking out because she's like iconic. When am I ever going to see J-Lo again? And then she's doing her 50th birthday tour.
Yep.
She's on fire. She's hot as hell. Yes,
Is A-Rod going to come with her? Who knows?
We hope. I mean, everyone's welcome, right? World of Dance, everybody's welcome. But what's really cool about J-Lo this year is that we never would have been able to have the show, her big show, had it not been for the new American Family Insurance Amphitheater.
Yeah, that leads to my next question.
With the raised roof. That's right. They literally raised the roof.
So we've had some fun with that, with Lionel.
Sure, yes.
You know.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, her show, we have 19 new dressing rooms, new loading bays, new catering facilities.
Amazing.
This is phase one. Phase two will launch next year with many more food amenities and new restrooms. And so this year's really about the artists. And we do that because we had to raise the roof, which was technically difficult. And we needed to focus on getting that done successfully, which we did.
Yeah.
And then next year we'll come back with more patron amenities. So we're really excited to launch the new American Family Insurance Amphitheater in 2020.
Yes. And you know who else I'm pumped about? Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg,
Lil Wayne. I mean, it's like I am excited for that one too.
Billie Eilish is going to be huge.
Killer Billie Eilish.
Our interns are losing their mind over her.
Girls, you can talk on this mic if you want, because you'll
talk
think
on the fourth
of different
microphone.
Questions than we will.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Sarah from Summerfest about all things Summerfest, which is coming up next week already.
Well, my question was about Billie Eilish. Yeah. I was curious when, there was an opening and Billie Eilish, what did she sell out in 5 seconds? It was something absurd, right?
It was the largest pre-sale we've ever had in the history of Summerfest.
No.
So
largest?
Heard the demand for tickets was just, it was unlike anything we'd ever seen. And so we were
play bad
thrilled.
Guy in the background, Riggs.
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, sorry. Riggs, please. I'm such a mom. Riggs, please play Billie Eilish in the background for anyone that's, too late to the party, quite frankly.
Well,
but I wanted to know if you would book her a second night because she sold out so quickly. I was like, maybe they'll do a second.
It's a great idea. And I know how hard our team worked to get her.
Yeah.
She's breaking, right? So it's just the ascent has been so phenomenal in the past couple of months that I think they'd love to have her. But I'd leave that to them. I asked them not to market the festival too much, and then they asked me not to try to book it.
She's awesome. I'm embarrassed to admit it. When you guys booked her, it was the first time I started listening to her, and I went, "Oh, I get it now. She's awesome." And now I'm addicted to her music.
Now, let's not ignore the side stages. Steve Aoki, Lizzo is huge this year. I can't wait for Lizzo.
I might freak over Lizzo. Lizzo is everything. Or what are you girls going for?
It's gonna be packed. Lizzo's.
You're going for Lizzo.
Yes.
Our interns are going for Lizzo. Period. They want to see Lizzo.
Isn't she just her message and who she is? And
power chick.
Yeah.
Just love it.
Yes. So she is. I mean, and we've had her in the past. So she's not. It's not the first time she's going to play the festival. And we love when we watch artists from one stage.
I'm singing. It's playing while you're talking.
Lizzo had a song at the end of that Amy Schumer movie, the one where she's I feel pretty. Remember that one?
Yes,
she had a song at the end
of
that. It came out like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it was my senior year of high school.
Yes. I remember. I heard that song and I go, who sings this? Lizzo, who is this?
3 years. We listened to it before prom and we're all like, oh yeah, let's go.
See?
Yeah.
Hair toss, check my nails.
So cool. Feel
good
as hell. Lizzo is your prom theme song for you to get ready. I tell you, that is an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Mine was probably Snoop Dogg.
Me too, girlfriend.
Right.
J-Lo. That is awesome. And she is so, we just were so thrilled to have her. But also really excited about Lonely Island. I mean, Lonely Island and T-Pain on the same night is going to be an amazing night as well.
Dude, seriously.
So, you think they'll perform together? Is there a rumor? I know you can't confirm, but you would think that they would hook up for On a Boat. They did this song together.
I was wondering what you meant by that.
Lonely
Sorry,
Island,
I'm catching up.
I'm on a boat. The Lonely Island song that I'm sure you've heard. I'm on a boat.
Of course I've
was
heard
with
it, yeah.
T-Pain. It's on the same night. I think it would be cool
Didn't
if they hooked up.
Didn't even occur to me. Are you going to have some secret show on a boat we don't know about?
I have goosebumps talking about it right
my
now.
Goodness.
Please tell me it might happen.
We put her on the spot.
There's no confirmation.
Damn.
I will say that one performance is at the Miller Lite Oasis. One is at the Harley-Davidson Roadhouse. If someone's familiar with Summerfest, you might know that those are fairly close together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what happens at Summerfest, you have to be there to see it.
And that's Riggs. Cool. The surprises that happen, you'll see artists go to different stages. You won't even know they're totally unannounced,
which is cool. It happens every year.
It really,
if you watch closely, you may see an artist, because they love to play with each other. They love the fact that there's other artists that they love their music at the festival. So last year, I think Michael Frante took a little walk with a guitar and just sort of,
walked around.
Walked around playing.
That's awesome. And this year, there's headliners coming to the American Family Insurance Amphitheater House. They're playing small acoustic shows at 4 o'clock. So like Walk the Moon and Brothers Osborne.
Can anybody go to those? Mm-hmm. Anybody can go see them at those?
They can. So you it's a limited number. So you have to be there early to stop in.
And it's like first come, first serve.
Yeah. But we do everything we can to just make music as accessible as possible.
Yeah.
So we
you guys really do.
Yeah. And the way the community shows up, Summerfest is your festival. You have to be there, and we love all the support we get. So,
mm-hmm.
including
you get it
from
you
guys
too. Yeah.
Thank you.
We love you, Sarah, from Summerfest.
You listen tonight during the Top 8 at 8. DJ GA has front row wristbands for Steve Aoki at Summerfest.
Right? That's one of my favorites. I'm really excited to see Steve.
He will throw a cake at somebody.
Steve Aoki is
seven. I don't know how many are in the writer, but there's more than one that's actually in the writer.
Yes,
he throws cakes into the
crowd.
Do you guys know what a writer is?
Yeah,
it's like a list that a celebrity asks for when they show up.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Seven cakes. It'll be fun.
Well, I'm pumped.
Uh-huh.
Summerfest, between J-Lo, Snoop, Lizzo.
Yep.
I mean, I can't even. If they do on a boat, I'll lose my mind.
I'm going to play Lizzo right now because I'm in the mood to play Lizzo.
I'm obsessed with Lizzo.
You.
It's my favorite song in the world.
Because I have the buttons and I have control of it and you don't.
Riggs,
play Lizzo.
I love you. I'll never say that again, but
I love you.
Lizzo brings us all together.
It's really
what it's all about.
Summerfest.com
right?
for all the info. Thank you, Sarah.
Talk to you soon. See you in a week.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Sad news earlier today, this morning, if you missed it, we updated earlier. But again, if you haven't heard, two Milwaukee area police officers, both killed, both off duty. One was in Racine at a nightclub called Teasers. He was attempting to defuse a situation with an armed robbery going down. And unfortunately, that 24-year-old veteran of the Racine Police Department was killed, Officer John Hetland. And then if you heard about a Milwaukee police officer that was killed, well, you were mm-hmm. correct. He was killed in a car accident this morning. Officer Herr was his name, was killed in a...
H-E-R.
H-E-R was his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Killed in a traffic accident.
Ugh.
Where the person that hit his car...
He got off work at 1 a.m. and he was driving home.
Driving home around 60th and Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody hit him and killed him. And the person driving the other car has had four OWIs. Four OWIs.
Damn.
So, they're not saying whether alcohol was involved or not, but they're investigating. They just had the procession for him not too long ago as well. So, yes, two police officer deaths within the last 12 to 24 hours.
Insane. Like, you wake up today and you have to hear we've lost two police officers, one in Racine, one in Milwaukee. That's insane.
Yep. So that's all that we know at the moment. If anything else develops, we will let you know for sure.
Awful.
Right?
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
And everywhere in between, this is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay. So I'm really excited about this. I loved The Hunger Games. It was one of those movies that surprised me.
Yeah.
The book surprised me. And they were just really good movies. And so I didn't know what to expect. Loved it. Well, they're coming out with another one.
Another one?
This is going to be a prequel to Hunger Games. So I don't know. Liam Hemsworth and Jennifer Lawrence wouldn't even be alive when the prequel starts.
Right.
So I don't know if it's a build up to how they were, in
how
this.
It got broken up into the districts and everything, how that all got separated.
Yes, that would be cool.
Yeah, maybe they'll
so
say how that
see
all happened.
Normal.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen The Hunger Games, it's like literally a world has been taken over, and they have to, they have the Hunger Games once a year, and these people are forced to go fight.
Yes.
It's like a modern day gladiator.
Yes, and everybody fights, and then the one who doesn't die is the winner for that district, and then they're like celebrated.
So that's why you always hear the I volunteer as tribute.
Right.
Because in the movie, Jennifer Lawrence volunteers to go fight in the Hunger Games because her little sister gets picked. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps.
So she goes, I volunteer as tribute, because each district has their own tribute.
And nobody volunteers. Nobody. Nobody's that ballsy in the Hunger Games.
Fight to the death? No, thank you.
No, because you're going to die.
Right.
Unless you're Jennifer Lawrence.
Uh-huh. Or Josh, what is it, Josh Hutchinson, the other guy?
I forgot that he didn't die either.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen him, that's your own damn fault.
Right?
Stupid. I forgot that two people live in the end.
Yeah.
But 12 die, so.
Does the story matter at this point, or is it going to be big enough?
It totally matters. I would love to see what happens, like the build up to how the society got all screwed up and they had to have the Hunger Games. I actually think that's cool.
Yeah.
And the other thing I said about the movies while we're on it, because I got to go see Toy Story 4 last night.
Oh, that's right.
Sneak peek. My kid's been talking about this for a year.
Yeah.
Side note, I agreed to be Jesse for Halloween. He's going to be Woody. So get the cowboy hat. I told Goodwill, get the cowboy hat ready for me. I'm coming for you.
There's a snake in my boot.
Hey, y'all. But I said that Disney announced that they're for the first time in decades, like, or at least a decade, not doing a animated short with these Pixar movies. So when we saw Toy Story 4 last night, there was no 20. Oh. They have these like 20-minute long animated shorts.
Like before that Incredibles movie, they had that one about the dumpling or whatever it was.
The dumpling
one. Yes.
And then there was one before Inside Out that was about like a mountain and they're dancing in Hawaii. Like,
yeah.
And they're cool, but they're too... When I take a kid to the movies, they don't want to sit there. Don't add a 20-minute part. That's stupid. I'm sorry. And I'm sure Disney got that feedback from parents.
Well,
no way they didn't.
I've heard parents that have kids that get upset when the movie's over because they want more of that movie, and then they get upset and they're like, no, we're here to see this other movie that's starting. Why are there two movies? Then the kid gets confused.
It's just it's too much. So,
Toy Story 4, by the way, was it good? Yes?
Yes, it was, and I'm not going to tell you anything. There's no spoilers here. I will not ruin it for you or your children. No. Don't worry.
There.
But I will say this. This is one thing that you'll have to look for, and this is, again, not a spoiler because I'm not telling you the answer.
Okay.
When Hudson got his he's five, my son Hudson, when he got his Toy Story 4 Woody, they have them for each, you know, he got the new one, the Toy Story 4
the
Woody.
The new Woody doll. Okay.
It did not have Andy written on the shoe.
Really?
So Hudson turns to me and says, we got to write Andy on it. And the mom and me who paid for it's like, no, don't ruin this. We're not writing anything in permanent marker on your new toy. But then I looked at him and I started thinking and I said, well, maybe there's a reason the Toy Story 4 doesn't have Andy, because we all know he's with Bonnie now, right?
Yes.
We saw that in the third one. He's got a new kid.
So you find out what's written on the bottom of it?
I said to Hudson, and I'm not telling you anything, I swear to God, because it's so good.
Okay.
I said, Hudson, maybe it says Bonnie now. And he's like, does it say nothing now that he's not with Andy? These were the things running through my mind.
Or is there a different name? Is it a new character that's introduced in Toy Story 4? I don't know.
Does he have a new kid that's not Bonnie?
I have so many questions.
Another question. So I'm not telling you, but when you see the movie, you'll find out. Is there anything written on Woody's shoe? Is it Andy? Is it Bonnie? Is it somebody else? Is it blank?
I
got my question answered last night. I feel better now.
When it comes out this Friday, you can go see for yourself Toy Story 4. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.